Alan First writes historical spy novels. His first one, Night Soldiers, came out in 1988, and he's written 8 more since then. His popularity is on the rise, and his last few books, including Blood of Victory and Dark Voyage, have been bestsellers. His latest is Foreign Correspondent. Critic-at-large John Powers, who says he always snaps up a new one, explains First's appeal.
A few years ago, I asked the filmmaker David Lynch which movies he found exciting. The first title he came up with was Hitchcock's Rear Window. "It's got that mood," he said. "You know, I like a mood I can sink into." I thought about this recently as I sank into The Foreign Correspondent, the latest book by Alan First, who over the last few years has become our most acclaimed spy novelist. First doesn't give us the cartoon plots of Ian Fleming or Robert Ludlum, nor does he try to milk today's headlines with tales of international terror. Instead, he specializes in a highly littered escapism that taps into our continuing fascination with World War II. The Foreign Correspondent is quintessential First. Beginning in 1938, it tells the story of Carlo Weiss, an Italian reporter based in Paris who sometimes writes pieces for a newspaper published by Italy's anti-fascist opposition, known as the Gilisti. After one of the group's leaders is murdered by Mussolini's secret police, Weiss gets sucked deeper into the resistance, eventually becoming a pawn in a three-dimensional chess game played by British intelligence, the French Sûreté, and the totalitarian thugs in Roman Berlin. In this precarious world of spy and counter-spy, merely ghostwriting an anti-fascist memoir can prove as deadly as the overt espionage that Weiss's lover Clara is doing in Germany. First takes pride in writing spy novels that are different. The heroes aren't the predictable Yanks or Brits, but usually men without a country. Russian emigre poets, Dutch sea captains, anti-fascist Bulgarians who wind up working for Stalin's secret police. And their lives don't affect World War II's main events. They're part of lesser-known sideshows. The fight to stop Germany's supply of Romanian oil, for instance. Or the anti-Mussolini underground. First researches his books carefully, and reading them, you always discover something new and interesting. In fact, The Foreign Correspondent inspired me to order a book about Italian fascism. Oddly, for all his skill, First's not especially good at the things you might expect a spy novelist to excel at. He betrays no great interest in taut plotting. His stories drift along. And from book to book, his heroes are so unmemorable you recall them primarily by their nationalities. No matter. The reason I read First, and I've devoured all 9 of his World War II novels, is that he shares Lynch's grasp of mood. He's superb at sucking you into the mental atmosphere of 30s Europe, when tens of millions of people felt the evil gathering and lived with the dread of what torrents it might bring. First has no peer at capturing the crazy, sinister, yet strangely seductive textures of the run-up to war, especially in Paris, the center of his fictional universe. He imbues the City of Lights with a dusky, menacing glamour, adorning its boulevards with conspirators and counter-conspirators, unsettling headlines and jittery conversations, brasserie shootouts, and teasing erotic encounters. Where bad artists are suckers for World War II's crudest iconography, think how V for Vendetta used gaudy banners and jackboots to portray a futuristic England, First knows that what makes this period alluring isn't really its murderer's row of dictators, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini. It's the way that ordinary people lived in the shadows cast by these oversized tyrants. First's heroes are smart, essentially decent men who'd rather be going on with their lives, but find themselves inescapably caught up in the wheels of history. And given the direction those wheels are moving, they just as inescapably realize that they must do something to resist. Like the supposedly cynical Rick in Casablanca, or the resistant fighters of Jean-Pierre Melville's Army of Shadows, characters like Carlo Weiss risk their lives doing dangerous things that may look minor, might well be forgotten, but maybe, just maybe, will prove absolutely necessary. Such uninflected courage is especially appealing in an era like our own, when so many of us feel that today's most unsettling forces, from international terror to climate change, are too big and too complicated for even 007 to solve. And this, I suspect, is one reason why First's novels have recently become so popular. Reassuringly set in an aestheticized past, we know how World War II came out, after all, First captures the feeling of another time, when things seemed out of control. And by giving us life-size heroes, not supermen, he lets us imagine that we too could be capable of doing our own brave part to slow down the runaway train of history.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.